When our hospitals take in more and more sick patients in coming weeks and intensive care bed numbers rise, there are questions about how many intensive care nurses will be allocated. ICU nurses in ordinary times care for one ventilated patient each because of the near-constant intervention required. But Dr. Anthony Holley, the president of the Australia-New Zealand Intensive Care Society, has suggested a different way of doing things.
We're looking very hard at how we could change the way we work, potentially using one critical care nurse with one ward nurse to provide care across a number of patients, as opposed to the one-to-one ratio that we traditionally require in intensive care.
Critical care nurses have responded to that and say they don't want the ratio to change. They're warning that patients would be put at risk. Our reporter Annie Guest spoke to Australia's Chief Nursing Officer, Alison McMillan.
What we're suggesting is that we'll work towards a team-based model where an ICU nurse with the postgraduate qualification will work with a team of registered nurses to be able to spread the expertise in order to increase our ICU bed capacity. These nurses will get additional training so that they will be confident and safe to work under the supervision of an ICU trained nurse.
So how many patients would each nurse have?
Each nurse would have one patient.
The Intensive Care Society has specifically said one proposal is that one ICU nurse and one non-ICU nurse look after several patients. So you can confidently say that that's not a proposal that is actively being considered by authorities?
Not that I'm aware of.
To increase Australia's ICU beds from 2,000 to over 5,000, is it safe to say that if you're looking at a generally three shifts a day, that you're going to need at least three times as many staff, if not more, than you've got at the moment?
Yes, and we have to anticipate also there'll be some sick leave where staff become unwell themselves.
That's up to what, an extra 8,000-10,000 nurses. How many are you working on at the moment being able to recruit into those roles?
I haven't got those numbers because it's the states and territories that run these services, and so it's my colleagues in the jurisdictions who are working on these numbers. One of the things that has happened was that we opened up a training program for nurses who are still eligible to be registered. And we've seen more than 1,000 people register for that training already in one day. And at least another 800 have registered their interest.
So that would be a couple of thousand, but well short of the in excess of 6,000 or 8,000 minimum that you're going to require, isn't it?
That's right, Annie. But with the change in the elective surgery, where we will see some elective surgery postponed, nurses who might work in anaesthetics and recovery and in operating rooms may be able to be redeployed to work in ICU.
Australia's Chief Nursing Officer, Alison McMillan, speaking there to Annie Guest.